The Lord be with you.
And
read it from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "As it was in the days of Noah, so it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. In those days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, up to the day that Noah entered the ark. They did not know until the flood came and carried them all away. So will it be also at the coming of the Son of Man. Two men will be out in the field. One will be taken and one will be left. Two women will be grinding at the mill. One will be taken and one will be left. Therefore, stay awake, for you do not know on which day your Lord will come. Be sure of this. If the master of the house had known the hour of night when the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and not let his house be broken into. So too, you also must be prepared, for an hour you do not expect the Son of Man will come." The Gospel of the Lord. Happy New Year. Feliz Año Nuevo. Some of you are probably thinking, either I got a bad night's rest or I had a little bit of whiskey this morning, huh? Saying, "Father, you're only 5 weeks off." Well, yes, in the sense that the civil New Year starts January 1st, but the church New Year starts right now. So, Happy New Year. You said that somewhat begrudgingly, did you not? Huh? Yeah. So, the Word of God is kind of like a Japanese buffet, where there are so many different delicacies that you can choose from. So my style of preaching is I do my holy hour. When I have a light, then I preach on that. So there was just one word that jumped out at me, and the word is mountain. So I'd like to talk about mountain today. So that we find in Isaiah chapter 2, "Let us climb the mountain of the Lord." Amen?
Amen.
So let's talk about the mountain of the Lord. I have done many, many sports in my life, many. And some I'm pretty good, others I'm average, others I'm mediocre at. I'm mediocre at mountain climbing, okay? But years ago, this may surprise you, I climbed the Alps when I was living in Europe, yeah? This was when I was young, okay? I was probably about 27, 28. I was young. And I was able to really climb fast. I was probably the fastest climber in our novice group. The only one that beat me was the novice master. Now he's 100 years old. No? Last time I climbed a mountain was in New Hampshire. In New Hampshire. My brother Jim, with his 8 kids, said, "Older brother," he calls me my brother the father, okay? "Let's climb Mount Kearsarge." I said, "No way, Jose." But he wouldn't take no for an answer. He said, come on, let's go climb the mountain. He said, I haven't climbed the mountain in 40 years. He said, come on, let's go. Your nephews and nieces are waiting for you. So the following day, we got up and we're climbing Mount Kearsarge at 8 o'clock in the morning. The best comparison I can give is they were like rabbits and I was like a turtle. They took off like a bat out of hell, and then they were moving up, scurrying up, and they're going through the labyrinthian pathway, and I was the turtle just trudging along. I was walking and slipping and falling and getting up. I was walking and slipping and falling and getting up. I finally did make it to the top, but I was just a batch of bruises and cuts. But I made it to the top. I made the top. Mr. Tortoise or Mr. Turtle, no? So I use that personal experience to enter into the topic today. How many times can you remember where you have a mountain experience in the Bible? First, Abraham, right? Abraham ascends Mount Moriah, right? How about Moses? Mount Sinai, right? How about Elijah? Mount Carmel, right? Any Carmelites here? Mount Carmel. How about Jesus? The Transfiguration, right? So we have various mountain experiences, also Mount Calvary. Mount Calvary. Wasn't that high, but it was a mount. So the Bible has many different images of the mountain. Saint John of the Cross, known as the mystical doctor, has written some spiritual masterpieces. Some say he was the greatest writer in the Spanish language. Okay? So he wrote what is called The Dark Night of the Soul. He also wrote The Canticle of Canticles, a commentary on Song of Songs. But he also wrote The Ascent to Mount Carmel. Have you read it? The Ascent to Mount Carmel, John the Cross, uses climbing a mountain as an analogy for the spiritual life. I like that. I repeat, St. John the Cross, one of his classics, he says that climbing a mountain is symbolic of our spiritual life. We have to climb. And the nature of climbing, it's hard work, as I experienced there in New Hampshire. That was hard work. I got up to the top, but I was bruised, I was cut. And my nephews and nieces were saying, hey, Father Ed, let's do it again. No. One time was enough for Mr. Turtle. I mean, it was hard work. So what I'd like to do is I'm going to give you three basic principles to climbing the mountain of holiness. Amen?
Amen.
Three basic principles. Years ago when I was doing my reading on mystical theology, that was my fourth year in the seminary, there was an author, his name was Suarez, who was a Jesuit writer. And I read this probably 40 years ago, so I don't remember in graphic detail, but I have a pretty good memory. I'll give you a summary of that chapter. He said, so try to imagine you have to climb a mountain, maybe 5,000 meters, 5,000 yards, pretty high. Or do you have a knapsack? Knapsack in Spanish, una mochila. Mochila, knapsack, okay? Now, if in the knapsack you've got your canteen, maybe a change of clothes, you got a bologna sandwich, no bologna, but a bologna sandwich, okay? You got some water, you got some other things, maybe you got 50 things. Okay, the author said, what happens if it's not well ordered? Every 10 steps, what are you going to have to do? The toothpaste fell out, okay. The bologna sandwich fell out. You're going to have to stop, and you're going to have to bend over, and you have to pack it. Are you going to make it to the top? You're not going to make it. But say, for example, it's well packed, and you don't have to stop to unpack. You're going to make it to the top. And the author said this, for us to make it to the top of the mountain, we have to have joy. That's a backpack. Do you consider yourself a joyful person? Well, you look pretty sad to me, I tell you. Cara de vinagre, they say in Spanish, huh? Cara de vinagre in Argentina, huh? Well, if you do not have joy, it's hard to make it. It's hard to make it. So as we enter into Advent, ask yourself, what is the principal reason why I do not have joy? That's going to be your Advent question today. Why don't I have joy? Joy is very important. It's like climbing the mountain with a knapsack well ordered. Or if you've ever done any sailing with boats, you got the wind in the sails or wind against you, is there a difference? Huge! You got wind in the sails, you cross quickly. If you're sailing against the wind, you're not going to make it. So the wind in our sails and the knapsack well prepared is a person that has joy. Studies show that the mother sets the tone to the family. If the mother is sad, the whole family is going to be sad. How many mothers here? Are you sad saps? Or are you working on transmitting joy to your family? My mom with 9 kids, I barely ever saw my mother sad. And she had 5 teenagers at the same time. Can you do that? Imagine 5 teenagers at the same time. But she said, well, I'm a mom. This is what I'm called to be. I'll make the best of it. No? So let's climb the mountain, not with a sad sap face, la cara de vinagre. Let's pray that God will give us joy. Amen? Okay. So I told you, I mentioned 3 things to help us to ascend the mountain. Number 2. Are you listening?
Yes.
Okay, good. Okay, in 1980, a long time ago, I was in Rome. I was in Rome studying to be a priest. In 1980, John Paul II was the Pope. He was Pope for about 2 years. Right around this time of the year, a little bit closer to Christmas, he went into the parishes of Rome, because he's the Bishop of Rome, so he's got to visit the parishes of his diocese. And he was giving a catechesis to more than 2,000 children. Can you imagine that? Catechesis to more than 2,000 children. Big group, huh? So he was catechizing them and he was asking them questions. And he said, what can you do to prepare for the birthday of Jesus? And they said, in Italian, pregare. Parla italiano? Pregare. Pregare is Italian for we're praying. We're praying. But the Pope said, that's very good. But there's something else you should do so that you can receive Jesus with a lot of love and a pure heart. And the kids are going like this. And he said, I want all of you children to go to confession. All of your children to go to confession? Yes. And he said, are you going to go to confession? Si, Santo Padre! Si! And he said, that's going to make Jesus very happy. Then he said, with a very low tone of voice, he said, also, the Holy Father is going to go to confession too. Ah. Hello? Also, the Holy Father is going to go to confession too. How many of you have ever gone to confession? Okay, how do you feel before you go and after you go? Is there a difference? Before you feel nervous, right? A little bit nervous. Okay, you're a little bit tense. You got butterflies in your stomach. No, I'm not nervous. Father, I'm not nervous. I'm not nervous. This is just the way I am, huh? No, but it's interesting. We're all a little bit, so am I. We're a little bit nervous. But after I absolve you of your sins in the name of the Father and the Son, the Holy Spirit, how do you feel? A lot of joy? A lot of peace? So if we want to experience peace and joy, we have to unload our sins to the Lord, to the priest, and receive absolution. And you're born again. You're born again. So I cannot promote enough this sacrament. It's such a great sacrament. Friday I was in the box 8 hours. No, I'm a little bit tired. But it's worth it. It's worth it. It's worth the suffering for the priest to make you people feel happy and get closer to heaven. Amen. Okay, the third is this. Who else climbed a mountain? I was actually there 10 years ago. Do any of you know the second joyful mystery? No? Well, I'll tell you. It's the visitation. What did Mary do? She traveled 80 kilometers, about 55 miles, in the hill country. So Mary was ascending. She was a Corpus Christi, a Eucharistic procession, because she had Jesus within her womb. It's a joyful mystery. It's a joyful mystery. So if you want to experience joy, love, get to know Mary, love Mary, imitate Mary. Therefore, right after this Mass, I'm going to be giving a talk on Mary. You're all invited, free of charge. My book is not free of charge, but my talk is, okay? Free of charge. So, if you want to experience joy, walk with Mary. Talk with Mary. Imitate Mary. Love Mary. Spread devotion to Mary. Entrust your cares to Mary. Serve like Mary. You do that, my friends, your life will be a joy ride in this world, and your eternal home will be in heaven for all eternity. Amen.